So we shall continue that Ramananda. No. So you will read and explain. No, where you are? Yes.
You won't be speaking to the program?
No, he will explain in Uriya.
That is Vedic culture.
As yesterday, we are talking of Varnasrama Dharma. Four Varnas and four Ashramas. Brahman, Kshatri, Vaishya, Shudra. So, the Vedic culture means to execute the Varnasrama. Now, we are known as Hindus. The Hindu word is not to be found. A little disturbance with Madhi situation. So, Vedic culture means this Varnasrama. The Mohammedans from the other side of river Sindhu, they are called as Hindu. Actually, this word Hindu is not find any Vedic scripture. So to accept this position, brahmachari, grihastha, vanaprastha and sannyas is compulsory. It is not that one has to take sannyas as a fashion. No. Actually, it is absolutely necessary for any person at the last stage of life to accept sannyas. Mr. Ramananda Rai also retired from the government service. He met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu advised him that now you retire from your governorship and come to Jagannath Puri, your home, and let us talk together about spiritual life. So in this way he retired. So all the associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sirup Sanatan Bhatta Raghunath, Sridhar Gopal Bhatta Dasa Raghunath, six Goswamis, the direct disciples of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they were all in renounced order of life. Then read. You read, you will hear.
Although the Goswamis were very aristocratic, they became mendicant just to deliver the fallen souls according to the order of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu adesamujayi.
About Goswamis and Srinivas Acharya, he has written, Tatta Turnamasesa Mandalapatisane Sadatuchava Bhutva Dinagane Sako Karunaya Kopina Kanthasito. Please take them.
Pilak Nija Bharko.
Tatta Turnam Asesa Mandalapatisane. They were ministers. Naturally, their associates were very, very big jamindars and rich men. Asesa Mandalapatisane. Mandalapati means leaders, social, political. So, give up their company. Explain.
Samane.
Why? Tatta Turnamasesa Mandalapati Sening Sadatuchava भूत्वा दीन गणेश को करुणया कोपीन कंठा सुखो दीन गणेश को दिपोर मास ऑफ पीपल वी आर थिंकिंग दैट वी आर एडवांसिंग बट एक्चुअली वी आर बिकमिंग पॉवर्टी स्ट्रिक बट दिस वेरी वर्ड इज योर दीन गणेश को करुणया सो दिस टाइम इज ऑलवेज Unless the social leaders, the leaders of the society, they take care of the mass of people to educate them. Dina Ganesha ko karunaya. If they do not become compassionate to the poor mass of people, who will deliver them? They are poor because they have no spiritual conception of life. So, that situation is always existing. Therefore, it is the duty of the leaders of the society, especially of the Brahmanas and Kshatriyas, to take sannyas and preach Krishna consciousness to the mass of people. Dina Ganesha ko karunaya ko pina kanthasito. Now, we have got experience that many big, big leaders in political field, we have seen this non-cooperation movement, they also took sannyas practically, but they could not live long because they could not tolerate the position of renouncement. And about the Goswamis, it is said, तत्वा चूर्णमशेष मंडल पति शने सदा तुच्छव भूत्वा दीन गणेश कौ करुणया कौपीन कंथाश्रित गोपी भाव रसामृता विलहरी कल्लोल मग्नो मोह वंदे रूप सनातन रविगो देयर मस्ट बी एंगेजमेंट प्रॉपर एंगेजमेंट इफ द एंगेजमेंट इज नॉट कृष्ण कॉन्शियसनेस देन दिस सो कॉल्ड सन्यास विल बी फेलियर Practically, in Calcutta, there was a big barrister, C.R. Das. He renounced everything, but he could not live long, very shortly died because of that pollution. But sannyas means to renounce for the supreme sannyas, not that. If one takes to Krishna consciousness, and if he renounces family life, and preaches Krishna consciousness, then he will be happy and the person, some of whom he will preach, they will be happy. We have seen practically many, many big, big sannyasis. They give up this world, Brahma Sattva Jagan Mithya. This world is Mithya. Let me take sannyas. But unfortunately, they could not stand in that position after a few years. They come down again in social work, in political work. That means they could not understand what is going on. That is stated, confirmed in this Shastra. Jannera bindakha vimukta manina tai astra bhavat avusiddha buddhaya arhiya kritchena parang padang tataha patanti adha na ditajusma dangha Jannera bindakha He Aravinda. Aravinda is Krishna. The persons who are thinking that have become liberated, Bimukta Manina, but actually they are not Mukta. Therefore, Arjya Kichena Param Kadam, although they underwent very severe austerities and achieved the position in Nidvishesh Brahma, Arujya Kichena Param Padam. But because they could not understand, my Lord, your lotus feet, they patanti adha, they fall down. Just like in the modern age, they are going very high by aeroplane or Sputnik. But because they do not get a shelter either in the moon planet or Mars planet, they again come down. So, simply speculative knowledge, philosophical knowledge, will not give us actual shelter in the nirvishesh, nirakar Brahma. Actually true, we can realize in three stages. This is stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Vadanti tattvatthavidastatyam jadjnanam abhyam brahmeti paramatmeti bhagavaneti sarvadasya. The Brahma anubhuti is simply negation of this material world, Brahma sattva jagat mithya. But Brahma anubhuti is not final. We are part and parcel of Krishna, Satchidananda Vigraha. So simply understanding of our eternity, Aham Brahmasmi, is not sufficient. So that is only appreciation of the eternity portion. And then if one further makes progress, he Paramatma. Paramatma means chit. Chidamsa. And lastly, unless we come to the shelter of the lotus feet of Krishna, there is no ananda. And every one of us, anandamaya abhyasa, God is also anandamaya, we being part and parcel of God, we are also seeking after ananda. So you cannot get permanent ananda either by Brahma realization or Paramatma realization, unless you come to God realization, personality of Godhead, there is no ananda. Ananda chinmaya rasa pratibhavita bhi stavijya eva nijarupa tayakalabhi goloka eva nivasati akhilatma bhuta govinda madhipurisam tamam vajan. Govinda, Krishna, is ananda chinmaya rasa. He is in the ananda chinmaya. His ananda is not jara rasa. It is chinmaya rasa. We should not understand or misunderstand. Krishna's lila is just like ordinary human activity. Srila Jiva Goswami has described this Krishna's ananda, that Radha Krishna Pranaya Vititi Alladani Shakti Asma Ekatmanavapi Pura Deha Bhedo Gatoto. Sri Chaitanya Akha Prakata Madhuna Tadvam Chaikamaktam. So, we should understand Krishna, how he is Ananda Chinma Vigraha. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Ananda Chinma Vigraha. Combination of Alladini Shakti, Srimati Radharani, and Krishna together. Therefore, the Vaishnava sings, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Radha Krishna Nahe Anna.
Chaitanya Radha Krishna Nahe Bhinna.
If you take shelter of the lotus feet of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then there is possibility to understand the Krishna science. So, this Krishna consciousness movement is trying to impregnate or push this movement throughout the world through the mercy of Sri Krishna Chaitanya. And actually it is happening by taking shelter of the lotus feet of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. These Europeans and Americans, although they are supposed to be born in Bletcher Javan family, they are taking Krishna consciousness so seriously. Otherwise, it is very difficult to understand Krishna. Manushanam sahasyesu kaschit jatati siddhaye jatatam abhisiddhana kaschit vetimam tattvam. Out of many, many millions of persons, one is interested how to become perfect. Manushanam sahasyesu kaschit jatati siddhaye. Siddhi means to understand one's own position.
Krishna.
For we request everyone to take shelter of the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to understand Vishnu. Sri Rupa Goswami, he has given his direction. Namo Mahapadarnaya, Krishna Prema Pradayate, Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine, Gaurati Senava. Idea is, Sri Rupa Goswami offering his obeisances to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Namo Mahapadarnaya, the greatest munificent charity, charitable person. Because you are giving Krishna prema. Nobody can understand Krishna, but you are giving Krishna prema. Namo Mahavadarnaya Krishna prema pradayate. Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya. You are Krishna. You have appeared again as Krishna Chaitanya. Therefore I offer my gift. Similarly, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, who was the learned scholar Pandit in the assembly of Maharaj Pradabhu Sabha Pandit, so he also has written many verses. One of them is that Vairagya Vidya Nija Bhakti Yoga Sikha Tameka Purusha Purana Sri Krishna Chaitanya Sarira Dhari Kipam Vidya Samaham Prabhupada. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the same person, Vairagya Vidya Nija Bhakti. In order to teach Krishna consciousness, he has now appeared as Krishna Chaitanya. Vairagya Vidya Nija Bhakti Yogam Sikkhartam Eka Purusha Purana Shashvata Purana. Krishna is the Purana. Navajau Vananche, the Brahma Sangita, it is said. Advaita Achyuta Anadi Ananta Rupam Adhyana Purana Navajoga. He is the oldest person, Adipuru, but Navajoga. So, in every way, you will find that if we want to understand Krishna, then we have to take shelter of this Krishna's renounced order of life in the form of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, one of the confidential devotees, was a Oriya, this Ramananda Rai, and Sikhi Maiti. So it is a great opportunity for the Oriyas to understand Krishna consciousness and through the mercy of Sri Chaitanya
Mahaprabhu.
We are discussing the talks between Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Ramananda Rai. You kindly hear and take advantage of it and be very good at it. We can, if they require any question, answer.
Yadi kaha can practice Krishna consciousness in Grihastha Ashrama.
They follow Sri Ramananda Rai. You are the Grihastha, you are the responsible government officer. Still, you are the best disciple of Chaitanya
Mahaprabhu.
Ramananda Rai, while talking with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was feeling little sinfulness because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was a great sannyasi and coming from a very respectable Brahmin family. And Ramananda Rai, he belonged to the Karan caste of Purisha. And he was Grihastha at the same time in government service. So he was feeling little sinful that I am teaching Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So when he was feeling like that, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu encouraged him, kiva vipra kiva shudra nasikane na jai krishna tattva vetta sei guru. You become a sannyasi, or you become a grihastha, or you are a brahmin or a shudra. The Krishna consciousness has nothing to do with this material thing. If you know actually what is Krishna, then you can become Guruji.
The
another place also Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has said that Jai Bhaje Sei Boro Abhakta Hin Cha Krishna Bhajane Te Nahi Jati Kuladi Vicha. Anyone who is a devotee, he is great. And who is not devotee, he may declare himself as great, but he is the most fallen. In the devotional service, there is no such distinction as jati and kula. So, if you follow, the example is there, in your country, Ramananda Rai, then wherever you are exalted. Narottamdas Thakur, he has also said, he is acharya. Griheva bonete thake, thagauranga bole dake, narottama mage tara sanga. It doesn't matter whether he is a grihastha or he is a sannyasi. Bonete means vanaprastha sannyasi. Wherever he may be, if he is actually a perfect devotee of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I want his associate. No, no. Griheva bonete thake, hagauranga bole dake, narottama mage tara sanga. So, Krishna Bhajan is so magnanimous, so exalted. In any position, you can become the greatest guru, provided you follow the footsteps of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Says, how one can become perfect? Manmanabhava madbhakta madjaji manganamasku. Four things. Simply think of Krishna, this chanting of Hare Krishna mantra. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna,
Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
So you remain grihastha. Boy Bhaktivinoda Thakur has said, namasraya kari thakoho apana kari. In whatever occupation you are, remain there. There is no need of changing. But namasraya kari. If you remain grihastha, what is your loss? If you chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra. And if there is gain, why don't you take it? Simple thing. And Krishna also said, manavana bhava madhubhata madhjaji manganamaskaru mame vaishasi asamsaya. These four things will get you back to home, back to Godhead. What is that? Simply think of Krishna. But from the very beginning, you want to understand the meaning of Krishna. Krishna is nirakar, he has no hand, he has no leg. Then how you think of it? You have to give up all this nonsense idea. Then wherever you live, you will be perfect by Krishna consciousness. Kali Yuga, the special advantage is that people cannot become very much advanced in spiritual life. But for Kali Yuga, there is a special concession. Kalau nāseva 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 gati jannatā Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Yuti. And Srimad Bhagavatam also, it is confirmed. Kirtanareva Krishnasya Mukta Sangha Parangraje. So, you remain grihastha. It is now difficult to give up grihastha life. But don't be merged into this black hole. Don't make black hole tragedy. Be alive. Take to Krishna consciousness and you'll be alive. So there is no distinction in Krishna Bhajan, whether one is a grihastha or a sannyasi. He must take the signs, then he will go alive.
Without taking bhikkha from
the guru, also attach the name of Lord Krishna, devotion, and praise.
There is no devotion unless you go to a guru. Forget it. Adu good bhasram. First thing, first business is to accept the bona fide guru. Otherwise there is no devotion, it is simply false imitation.
These four things
This is the injunction of Rupa Goswami in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Adho Gurudvaishnava. Your first business is to approach bona fide guru and take his ashram. Otherwise there is no devotee. That has been the defect in the modern society. They imagine this business should be given up. You must follow sadhu marga anugamanam, which is prescribed by the sadhu guru. You have to accept that. You cannot manufacture your own.
To earn the same husk, and people who are living in this world, and also wishing to attain God or just remember God, the preach or say about the God. Also, the Namaskaram, as Gurudev said, that mentioned in the Gita, that all these are fruitless. The soul which is remembering God, either in the form of Krishna, but he has not met a guru, because to get a real guru is a real occasion. It doesn't happen in the case of everyone. It's one in million get a chance to get a real spiritual guide. There are so many in the name of spiritual guide, and people fall prey because his inner soul hankers and inner soul thinks that this is my guru, and somehow I will accept whatever he says, and I will. The ultimate aim and objective is to love God, or to recite his name, or surrender to him.
This question has been answered by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu while he was teaching Srila Rupa Goswami. Eirupe brahmanda bhramite kono bhagavan ji guru krishna kripa paye bhakti rata ji. The guru word is there. Guru krishna, if you are actually hankering after krishna, the krishna is within yourself. He will give you a guru. He will give you a guru. Guru krishna kripa. But we must be fortunate to get a real guru. If I am unfortunate, I will not get a guru. Otherwise, why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Guru Krishna Kripa Paya Bhakti Ratabi Mali Haiya Saibi Kareya Aroha. In this way, you will find in the Chaitanya Chaitanya. So, even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he accepted guru, Isharpuri. He is Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna himself. As Sarva Bhattacharya said, that Vairagya Vidya Arija Bhakti Yogam Sikkhartham Eka Purusha Purana. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Sarira Dhari. He is the Purusha Purana, Krishna. But now he has appeared as Krishna Chaitanya. So he also accepted Guru. What to speak about? Krishna has accepted Guru. How you will get the ultimate goal of life without accepting Guru? Why do you manufacture this idea? There is no need of manufacturing. You have to follow. Mahajana Jina Gavasa Pantha. If you manufacture, then you will be cheated. Don't do this. That has become a pattern, that you manufacture your own way of salvation. That is not possible. Therefore, Chaitanya, Rupa Goswami stresses, Adho Gurudvaishnavam, the first business is that you must find out a bona fide guru, then other things.
As Gurudev said, that
the lotus feet of the Krishna. Yes.
In India, especially, there are so many temples and gods and goddesses.
That has been described in the Bhagavad Gita. Those who are hitogyana, less intelligent, all these gods and goddesses are for them. Hitogyana. Kamastascha hitogyana jajante annadeva. Those who are after other demigods, they are hitajnana. Hitajnana means they have got little knowledge that is taken away by maya. Maya or hitajnana, these words are there. So this demigod worship is for the less intelligent class of man, not the actual intellectuals. Actual intellectual is he. Bahunam janmanavante jnanavan maham prabhupada. There is actual intelligence. When he surrenders to Krishna, Vasudeva sarvamiti sa mahatma vidya. So, the demigod worship is recommended for the less intelligent class of man. Otherwise, to surrender to Krishna is the highest stage of perfection. Yes. Renunciation is the beginning of this material world. You cannot take, you cannot surrender to Krishna unless you renounce this. If you have got material necessity, sarva-dharmān parityajya, Krishna says, absolute surrender. And if you want material necessity, then you have got so many dharmas. This dharma, that dharma, social dharma, family dharma, national dharma, community dharma, so on, so on. But Krishna demands sarva dharma and paritrajya. So it is not very easy thing. Therefore renunciation and surrender. Surrender means full renunciation, no reservation. And renunciation means you renounce something and keep something. That is the difference.
Suppose any person, he renounces everything, his material property, and he teaches Krishna consciousness. Can he live?
We are living. You can see practically. We have got more than 100 centers, and we are maintaining at least 10,000 men, just like this European. And he has seen our opulence. We are advertised as fabulously rich. You can see here also, we have got at least 4 cars here. Who has got 4 cars? Don't you see how we are living?
Sir, what I meant,
supposing... Your question is that we are living very opulently because we are surrendered to this. That is why. So if you come to us, you will also lead very opulently. Surrender. Do that by practically saying. We have no anxiety. Do you know what is our expenditure? In New York, we are spending 12 lakhs of rupees per month. Only in New York. Similarly, in Los Angeles, we have a huge expenditure. And our income is also daily 5 lakhs. You can see. We take our account, audit. People do not touch as soon as one hears, it is a religious book. And we are selling religious books, the Bhagavata and Bhagavad Gita, 6 lakhs of rupees daily. Can you imagine? At any moment, you must be prepared. Krishna said, sarva-dharmān parityajya māmekam saraṇam braja. See, if you have got intelligence, you can do it immediately. Where is the difficulty? But you will not do it. They have done it, these young boys. They have no other business. And Krishna assures, aham tvā sarva pāpe bhoma kṣaṇa, mā sucha, don't hesitate. But we are hesitating. There is no surrender. So all right, you remain under the classes of Maya and Sabha. There is Jesha Gunamai. Mama Maya Durutva. Maya is very strong. And Mama Vaja Prabhupada. Maya me taanta. As soon as you surrender to Krishna, immediately you are mukta. Immediately, instantly. It is in your hand. To follow Krishna's instruction, do the needful, you are mukta. Chant Hare Krishna.